So today is a special day of the Vaishnava calendar. I guess not many people here this morning. But at least we have people on the internet watching. What's that? No, you can take the echo off. So today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur. Some of you have heard of Haridas Thakur. He's the Namacharya, or the teacher of the holy name appointed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll be speaking about him today in Bhagavatam class. So before class, we're going to chant, instead of Jai Radha Madhava, we're going to chant Saparshada Gora Viraha Vilapa, which is the prayer to the departed Vaishnavas, which is traditionally chanted on Vaishnavas' disappearance days. So this is also called, there's another name for it, is Parshada, what is that other? Here we go. The Parshada Bhagavat Viraha Janati Vilapa. And it's a song by Narottama Das Thakur. So I think most of you know it, or should know it. Anyway, big crowd. We probably have more people on the internet watching than we have in the temple. Jai Handila Prema Janna Korana Pracho Hena Prabhupada Gera Acharya Taku Also tell us that she, Shima, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chantanar, Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Nam Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadata, Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Gopa Gopa Sayam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Mathuradam Ki Jai, Navadeepdam Ki Jai, Jagannathaswami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Srimati Lassi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Prabhananda Hari 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 Gaur. So we'll read the translation to this poem, which is entitled Lamentation Due to the Separation of the Lord and His Associates. It's written by Narottamadas Thakur. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya God? Where am I Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatana? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So, as we mentioned, so Omaganat, Simadandasha, Gananjana, Shalakya, Chakshur, and Meditam, Yena Tasmai, Shri Gurave Namaha. So, as we mentioned before, today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, to give a brief introduction, was considered an incarnation of Lord Brahma and also an incarnation of Pallad Maharaj. Two personalities. And Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, and there's many pastimes in regard to that. But in any case, Lord Chaitanya appointing him as the Namacharya, the main teacher of the holy name, indicates that Krishna consciousness is non-sectarian. In other words, we believe that simply by chanting God's names in any religion, one can become God conscious, as Lord Chaitanya states, Nam Namakari Bahoda Nija Sarva Shaktish, that the Lord has invested Sarva Shakti, that is, all of His potency in all of His names. Whether you chant, I guess, Jehovah or Yahweh, or Prabhupada said Christ, there's the potency of God. Of course, according to the name you chant, you realize a particular aspect of God. This is a very important point. For example, if you chant Ram Nam, then you're realizing Lord Ram is the perfect king, and you're worshiping the Lord in a mood of awe and reverence. And if you chant Hare Krishna, then you are approaching Krishna in an intimate mood. As the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all other incarnations come, in Braj. So it really depends on which name you chant. But any name you chant, even you chant accidentally or meaning something else, you get liberation. Of course, pure devotional service only comes when you chant the name purely. So Lord Chaitanya was showing, by utilizing a Muslim to actually become the main acharya, that Krishna consciousness has nothing to do with religion, caste, creed, nationality, or any of these other aspects of human manifestation. So, let's go on to the story of Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was born in a village called Burang, and it's actually in Bangladesh today. Of course, originally Bangladesh was part of India, but after the partition of India, after World War II, then you had, literally, you had West Pakistan and East Pakistan. It wasn't originally Bangladesh. So then you have the West Pakistan is the Pakistan we know as Pakistan today, and the East Pakistan is the country we know as Bangladesh today. And they fought with each other, and India took the side of East Pakistan. And even though Bangladesh is a Muslim country, they're very favorable to India. They have wonderful relationships with India. Whereas Pakistan, on the other hand, India has fought a number of wars, even after the partition. And now both sides have atomic bombs aimed at each other. And incidentally, the terrorists are gradually taking over Pakistan, and maybe one day they will have possession of those atomic bombs. So it's a very dangerous situation, very, very dangerous situation. Anyway, so Haridas Thakur was born in East Bengal, which is Bangladesh, and eventually he went to West Bengal, and he resided in a place called Pulia near Shantipur. Shantipur, of course, is the place where Advaitacharya lived. And in Shantipur, Advaitacharya was very happy to get Haridas Thakur's association. Not only was he happy, but he gave him the Shraddha plate. Now there's, I think most of you know about Shraddha. You call it Shraddha. We call it Shraddha in Sanskrit. You just, Hindi usually take away the A. And in Sanskrit, you have the A. It's called Shraddha in Sanskrit, Shraddha in Hindi. So anyway, so the Shraddha is performed on the anniversary of the death of a particular relative. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even did this in relationship to his father, Jagannath Mishra. He went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha ceremony. So during the Shraddha ceremony, you're supposed to feed the best of the Brahmins. That's the part of the tradition. Do you do that here in Fiji? Of course, you don't have any best of Brahmins to feed, so you feed some ritualistic Brahmin, which is useless anyway. And so that's part of it. I remember one of my friends from South India doing this ceremony, and they do all sorts of things. They change their Brahmin thread from this side to that side. You ever seen that happen before? No, that's the tradition. Actually, the way they do it here in Fiji is all hodgepodge. You know what hodgepodge means? Hodgepodge means just a mixture of voodoo, whatever else they do here. But the actual traditional way is a very, they have a fire sacrifice, a havan, and they do all these things. And anyway, so, and then my friend would feed me. He considered me to be the best of Brahmin. He was a South Indian Brahmin, so that was quite a compliment when he would feed me. So, in the same way, Advaitacharya would feed Haridas Thakur. Even though Haridas Thakur was not a member even of the Varnashram system. I mean, caste-wise, he was an outcast. Like nowadays in India, you have these things called scheduled caste. Or they pronounce it scheduled caste. That's how they pronounce it. But actually the right pronunciation is scheduled caste. That's a fancy way of saying outcast. Right? And then they give special concessions. Like even if you're an idiot, you can get in the university if you're a member of the scheduled caste. That's what they do. So now they're graduating doctors who don't even know where the liver is. Because, you know, understand, they give special concessions. I think you also have that here in Fiji with certain people that are given special concessions for education, even though they're not educated, or not qualified, or not capable. Anyway, so Haridas Thakur is, of course, an eternally liberated associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just like we see amongst the Lord's associates, like Garuda, who is the Lord's carrier, is a bird, not even a human form. And Hanuman is a Kimpurusha. He's not quite a monkey. Actually, generally you see him depicted as a monkey, but he's not. It's a mixture. He has certain monkey characteristics and certain human characteristics. It's called Kimpurusha. It's a particular type of entity. Although generally you say Hanuman is a monkey, but really not. So anyway, the Lord's associates many times are from even other species of life. And even the Lord appears as a pig sometimes. Can you imagine? That would really frighten the Muslims. Just like there's a story about Tirumala, and the Muslims were encircling this Tirumala hill where Balaji is, and the very richest temple in the world, and they wanted to defeat the Muslims, and they didn't have enough soldiers. So they said to the Muslims, "Do you know they worship a pig up there?" And the Muslims ran away. And that's true. They worship Lord Varaha Dev. There's a Varaha temple right next to the Balaji temple. So that's a good way to defeat. Like if you ever have to go into Iraq or Afghanistan, just say, "We worship a pig," and they will run away. The terrorists won't touch you. So Haridas Thakur actually lived in a cave along the banks of the Ganges. There's many of these different caves. They're actually formed by crocodiles. I don't know if you know this. Because the Ganges is like sand, so you don't have like rock caves on the banks of the Ganges. But there's crocodile caves. It's quite dangerous to go chant in one of those caves. So people began to worship Haridas Thakur. And there's an interesting story. The Muslims, they became very, very upset that Haridas Thakur was receiving so much praise from the Hindus and he was not following his own dharma. And then they said, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, "Though he's a Mohammedan, he behaves as a Hindu and therefore he should be brought here for trial." And then Haridas Thakur was brought before the king. And the king said, "You know, just give up this chanting and say the Kalma." The Kalma is a prayer that the Mohammedans say. And Haridas said, "The Supreme Lord is one. The Hindu Shastras, the Vedic literatures, the Muslim Shastras, the Quran. Yavanas become Hindus and Hindus become Yavanas to worship the Lord. You can judge me, but I'm not going to stop chanting the Lord's holy names." Hearing these words, the Qazi became very, very angry at Haridas Thakur. And he said, "You will have to follow your own religion, or else you're going to be punished." Of course, it's interesting, own religion in this particular context means something regarding or connected with the body. You know, people think because you're born in a certain type of religion, or your body is born in a certain type of religion, you have to follow that religion. And just like I was born in a different religion, I was born in the Jewish religion. So it's not that I am Jewish. That would be crazy. I am a spirit soul. And we're talking about Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma means eternal religious principles, or the eternal aspect of the soul, something that has nothing to do with mundane sectarian religion. I was talking to one minister last night, Seventh-day Adventist minister, about this last night. We had a very nice discussion. Very, very nice man. So, Haridas Thakur was threatened, and he said, "Even if you cut my body into pieces, I will never stop chanting Hare Krishna." Do any of us have that determination? No. We would say, "No. Okay, I'll stop." But Haridas Thakur was so determined because he had faith. He had faith he wasn't the body. How many of us even believe that we're not the body? We act like we're the body. We think we're like we're the body. And for all intents and purposes, we are the body because our consciousness is absorbed in the body. So we don't really have faith that we're different from the body. We're afraid of death. Isn't it? Death comes We start to shake. No, no, not me. I want to live longer. So what is our faith? Anyway, hearing these words, the Qazi said he should be beaten in 22 marketplaces. So, and if he survives, the Qazi said, then you will know he's actually speaking the truth. So they began to beat him in 22 marketplaces, and of course the whole time Haridas Thakur was chanting Krishna's name. Later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Haridas his back, and on the back of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were scars from whipping. And Lord Chaitanya revealed that I have taken those beatings which were meant for you, Haridas, so you would not feel any pain. And that's how much the Lord loves his devotees. That the Lord is willing to take someone's sinful reactions away or someone's punishment away and protect his devotees. As Krishna says, Aham Tvam Sarvapapaivyo Moksha Yishnami Masuchaha. What is that? Just surrender to me, Sarvadharman Puritchaja Mamikam Sharanambrasha. Just surrender to me only, and I'll protect you. Don't worry. But we're making so many other plans. So many other plans for protection. But Krishna is there to protect us. Anyway, so then they began to beat him more and more and got more and more enthusiastic. And the Muslims who were beating him got very upset because they were worried that the Qazi was going to punish them for not killing Haridas Thakur. And then they said to Haridas Thakur, you know, what's happening? And Haridas Thakur said, what is the problem? And they said, well, you're not dying, and we're going to get in trouble. And Haridas Thakur said, okay, I'll take care of that. He went into trance and made believe he was dead, and practically stopped all the breath, the incoming breath and the outgoing breath. And the Muslims said, oh, he's dead now. Let's go to the king and tell the king what has happened. They went to the king and they said, he's dead, what should we do? Should we cremate the body? And the king said, no, if you cremate the body, he goes to heaven. So let's do something terrible. Let's throw the body in the river. Because that's actually the worst thing. The Muslims, of course, they bury the body. And the Hindus cremate the body. The reason we cremate the body is not so if you cremate the body, you go to heaven. But if you cremate the body, the person can't stick around the body any longer. Because he's attached. Just like if you look at yourself in the mirror, it creates attachment. So if you're the soul after you've left the body, and Yamaraj is letting you look at your body for a while, you just like look at it, you can't stop looking at it. Because you love yourself, you love your body. So therefore if you become a pile of ashes, you can't stick around looking at ashes very long. Although people sometimes are so attached to ashes, it's unbelievable. When my father died, my mother said, let's keep the ashes in the living room so he can be around all the things he loves. Can you imagine that illusion? I wanted to take the ashes to the Ganges, and she said, no, we should keep them. We want them to remain here in our house. Crazy. So anyway, also another thing about the ashes, if you immerse them in the Ganges, the person does get liberated. So it's important to take the ashes of someone who has passed away to the Ganges. And sannyasis, of course, are not cremated because their bodies are put in the ground in a holy place and there's a samadhi there. Although sometimes sannyasis have been cremated. When the Muslims were attacking, they would desecrate the body. They would dig up the body of great saints and tear the body apart. Or feed it. Give me a second to recover. So they would tear the body apart and sometimes even feed it to the dogs. It's terrible, isn't it? So therefore, some of the samadhis you see in Vrindavan are actually have the ashes of great saints, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and other great personalities. Their samadhi has ashes in it because they were burnt because the Muslims were attacking to prevent the Muslims from desecrating the body. So Anyway, so we'll go on with the story. So Haridas Thakur was thrown into the river, and the body floated down, the Ganges, and then after a few moments, he got out of the water, and he started chanting again. And when the Muslims heard this, they considered him to be a holy man, and they left him alone from that point forward. Anyway, so that's one story. And then another story is that Haridas Thakur used to chant in a cave, and in that cave was a very poisonous snake. And the devotees couldn't go into the cave because the snake gave off poison from its mouth. It was making people sick, so they couldn't see Haridas Thakur, and they told Haridas Thakur about that. And Haridas Thakur said that actually I will leave this cave, or the snake will leave during the next day. So that very day, the snake just slithered away. It was a very poisonous snake, and left the cave. So we understand that the snake was a devotee of Krishna. He actually had Krishna in his heart, and Krishna was giving him direction. Krishna was giving him direction how to leave the cave of Haridas Thakur. So the snake also, actually it's described in the story, the snake offered namaskar to Haridas Thakur, offered obeisances. Of course, the snake is always offering dandavats. There's no, I mean, snake can't do anything else but offer dandavats. So, anyway, the devotees were struck with wonder. Another story of Haridas Thakur is Haridas Thakur was approached by a very proud Brahmin one time, and the Brahmin says, "Why do you chant the holy name loudly? In the scriptures, it is recommended to chant only within the mind." And then Haridas Thakur began to explain that the loud chanting of Hare Krishna liberates all the living entities, birds and beasts and trees and even inanimate living entities. So he glorified the holy name in that way. So let's see, another story about Haridas Thakur. Then that Brahmin actually got very upset, who had asked Haridas Thakur the question. He said, "Kali Yuga, Shudras will recite the Shastras, and now I am seeing it with my own eyes." Then Haridas Thakur walked out of that assembly, and the Brahmin got leprosy the next day. And of course, leprosy is something where your fingers melt away, your nose melts away, and everybody avoids you because it's extremely contagious disease. Nowadays, of course, they have a cure for leprosy. There's some sort of injection or medicine. But here in Fiji, I believe you used to have leper colonies, right? People who had leprosy. So, actually it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that in Kali Yuga, Rakshasas will take birth in Brahmin families in order to give trouble to the honest, virtuous people. That's a prediction also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in addition to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Chaitanya Bhagavat, states this. So then Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur went to Navadvip. And right near Navadvip, Haridas Thakur lived in some time in a village named Benapol, and did his chanting. And there Lord Chaitanya revealed that he had protected Haridas Thakur by taking the whipping on his back. Lord Chaitanya said, "Therefore I accept the Muslim blows on my own body. Just see, the scars are here on my body." Seeing these marks, Haridas fainted in ecstatic love. That's from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Haridas Thakur replied, "O Lord Vishwambar, Master of the universe, please have mercy on this sinner who has fallen at your feet. I have no good qualities, and I am a vile wretch, rejected by all classes of men. How can I describe your divine character?" Of course, Haridas Thakur, when he went to Jagannath Puri, was not allowed to enter the temple of Lord Jagannath. So every day he would see the chakra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if we offer obeisances to the chakra, it's the same as going in to see the deities. And incidentally, also Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were not able to enter into the temple because they had previously associated with Yavanas or Malechas. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came and brought prasadam to all of them. So instead of them going to see Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath actually went to see them. Lord Jagannath in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So another story of Haridas Thakur is the famous story of the prostitute. There was this Zamindar Ramchandra Khan, and he was actually a Hindu. He wasn't Muslim, obviously, with that name. And what he did is he was very envious of Haridas Thakur, so you know the story. He called for all the prostitutes in the area and he said, who is ready to cause Haridas Thakur to fall down? And one very beautiful young girl said, I can do it. And this Ramchandra Khan said, my men will follow you. And the prostitute said, no, let me just have relationship with him once, and then the second time you can arrest him. So she went to where Haridas Thakur was chanting, and she tried her best to allure Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur said, my dear lady, I will fulfill your desires, just wait until I finish my rounds. So this went on for one day. Second day it went on, Haridas Thakur apologized at the end of the second day. But during that time, she had had Haridas Thakur's association, and also she had worshipped the Tulsi tree, which Haridas Thakur was chanting next to. So because she did that, heard the holy name in the Namabhas platform, gradually she became purified. So on the third day, what happened is that she started chanting out loud, and by the end of the night, she apologized to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur gave her initiation, told her to shave her hair off, and this was a prostitute, and give up all of her possessions to Brahmins and Vaishnavas and move to that particular location and just chant, and then Krishna would supply her with all of her necessities. And from that day forward, that prostitute became known as a great devotee, and the villagers used to bring her so much food every day because they respected her great spiritual potency. Another story, of course, is the famous story of Haridas Thakur and Mahamaya or Durga, similar to the prostitute story. But Haridas Thakur was tested by Durga. And Durga, of course, is the material energy personified. She is the most attractive person, just like we find attractive things in this world. So whatever attractive material object there is all personified with Durga, or in Durga. So she came to test Haridas Thakur, and she basically, it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, she showed parts of her body that would bewilder even Lord Brahma. So even Lord Brahma, who is an absolute pure devotee, would be bewildered. Of course, Lord Brahma and Haridas Thakur are non-different. So it was like described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, her doing that was like crying out in the wilderness. In other words, crying when no one is there. It doesn't have any effect. So Haridas Thakur did the same thing that he did with the prostitute. He told her, just wait, I'll finish my rounds. And then she began to chant the names of Krishna. Previously, she had chanted Ram Nam, being initiated by Lord Shiva, her husband. And now she began to chant Krishna Nam. And then she apologized to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur initiated Durga in the chanting of Hare Krishna. So that's another wonderful story. So now we're going to talk about the disappearance of Haridas Thakur, which is quite a touching story. Haridas Thakur is quite older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he resided in Jagannath Puri, as we mentioned before, in his little hut that was outside of the Jagannath temple compound. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to bring him prasadam every day. One day, Lord Chaitanya sent prasadam with Govinda Das, who was his servant. And Govinda Das approached Haridas Thakur, and he notes that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting very, very slowly, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that's very difficult to chant 3 lakhs of names if you're chanting that slowly. 3 lakhs of names means 64 times 3. That's a lot, 192 rounds. Has anyone here ever chanted 192 rounds? Anyone here ever chanted 128 rounds? Anyone here ever chanted 64 rounds? Okay, good. We got a few people here. Me too. So, but Haridas Thakur, and you can imagine that would take at a normal speed of chant, or even fast speed, would take at least 21 hours to chant 64 rounds. 20 to 21 hours. So at this point, he wasn't able to complete his rounds, and he said to Govinda Das, who had come with this Mahaprasadam, he said, "Actually, I've not finished my rounds. I should not eat." And actually, Prabhupada indicated that in a similar way to his disciples. He said, if you can't finish your rounds one day, then the next day you can make it up. But don't eat before you make up the rounds that you didn't chant the previous day. Prabhupada was very strict about that. He said, yes, if something happens, you're very busy, you're serving Krishna, then make it up the next day. But then don't eat until you made it up. So anyway, I'm not going to impose that on everybody, but that was Prabhupada's stricture to us. So Haridas Thakur said, you know, I'm not able to finish my rounds, and that's in a diseased condition. So therefore, how can I take prasadam? But because you've offered Mahaprasadam, the injunction is never reject Mahaprasadam. So we took a little speck of Mahaprasadam. The interesting thing is devotees think when they take Mahaprasadam, they have to take a whole giant bowl full. But you really need one little speck, and that has the same potency as a whole bowl full of prasadam. So we took a little speck of prasadam. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see him shortly thereafter and asked Haridas, what is the problem? And Haridas said, the problem is I can't finish my rounds. Then Lord Chaitanya said, because you have already done your duty as the Yuga Avatar, and not Yuga Avatar, sorry, Nama Avatar, the teacher of the holy name. So if you've already done your duty as the teacher of the holy name, there's no need to continue. You're too old. You can reduce your number of rounds. And Haridas Thakur said, actually, it's not a question of age. I'm in a diseased spiritual condition. And that's interesting, because it was due to his old body he wasn't able to chant his rounds. But he attributed his inability to spiritual disease. That was the humility. You understand? Even though, obviously, it was because of the body, he said it was because he was spiritually weak. And that is so interesting as far as humility. So, anyway, and then Haridas said, but actually I want to reveal to you my real issue. He said, my real issue is that I understand that in a short time you're going to leave this world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Lord Chaitanya only remained in this world for 48 years. He didn't stay for a long time. Actually, at the end of his pastimes, he entered into the Tota Gopinath deity. Anyone here ever seen the Tota Gopinath deity? Yes. The Tota Gopinath deity has a golden streak on his thigh where Lord Chaitanya entered. Lord Chaitanya went into the deity room and then he didn't come out. That's how Lord Chaitanya left this world. So Haridas Thakur said, you're going to leave this world soon. I don't want to see your final pastimes. Why didn't he want to see the final pastime? Because it would be too painful for him to be in the world without Lord Chaitanya. Just like we hear about the passing away of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, it's extremely painful. I mean, there's a video even of Prabhupada passing away. I haven't seen that video and I don't want to see it. It's too painful for me to watch. And devotees are always saying, you should watch it, you should watch it. I said, I can't. It's just too painful. And Prabhupada commented in regard to Christianity that the Christians depict Jesus Christ on a cross. And Prabhupada said, this is not nice. If you love someone, you won't want to depict them in a way that is apparently suffering for them. Isn't it? You won't want to do that. So Haridas Thakur said to Lord Chaitanya, I don't want to see your final pastimes. And then Lord Chaitanya said, you know, basically Krishna will fulfill your desire. So Lord Chaitanya came back the next day with all of his devotees and he said to Haridas, what is the news? And Haridas said, your mercy, whatever your mercy is, that's the news. And then Lord Chaitanya began congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And Haridas Thakur grabbed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, looked at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face, and chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he left this mortal world. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Haridas Thakur had left this mortal world, he took his body, the body of Haridas Thakur, and started to dance with the body. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's completely unheard of, that you take a body and dance with it. Actually, sometimes when great saints pass away, you don't dance with the body, but you put them on a palanquin, and you can even take them to see the deities, or take the body in front of the deities. But that's only with great, 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 great personalities. It's not done with ordinary people. Like, there was a controversy a while ago here in Suva, whether we should take someone's body inside the temple, but you can't do that. I remember there was some talk about that, someone had passed away, but you can't do that. You can, basically you could take the body and circumambulate the temple on the outside, but only in the case of great personalities. So Haridas Thakur, being a great personality, was taken by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was dancing, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally dug out the pit, the sand pit, he dug into the sand, where Haridas Thakur's body would be interred. And he personally buried the body of Haridas Thakur and personally arranged for a festival where there was so much prasadam distributed in honor of Haridas Thakur's passing away. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would continually say, "All glory is to Haridas Thakur." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he was feeling separation from Haridas Thakur. He said, "The world has lost this wonderful gem, wonderful jewel in the form of Haridas Thakur." And then shortly thereafter, Lord Chaitanya had left this material world. So that's the story about the passing of Haridas Thakur and some of Haridas Thakur's pastimes. I advise you to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which goes into greater depth concerning Haridas Thakur's pastimes. So, any questions or comments? Yes?
You mentioned about Durga Devi. She seems a very chaste woman. Was a very chaste wife of Mathura.
Yeah.
Then you hear about her pastimes, you know, from Chandra,
Sita, yeah.
And speaking of Maya, I mean, why is this for your condition? She's a very chaste woman, and she's also trying to
Well, she's also doing that with us, too. I mean, we can't touch her. That's true, we can't touch her. But she's also presenting all of her allurement to us, and we're enthusiastic about it. Money? That's part of her beauty. You know, the so-called money. Actually, money in this world is actually a cause of distress. You see that. Sometimes the more one has, the more distress there. Yeah, just like there have been some studies about where people are the happiest in the world, and it turns out they're happier in Bangladesh than they are in America. And everyone here is thinking, when can they go to Australia, New Zealand, America? It's like the promised land. It's like heaven. People are so crazy like that, and they think, "Oh, I don't have enough money. I need more money. I don't have nice enough big women. I think I don't have nice enough saris. I need, so-and-so has silk saris. I want my husband to get me silk saris." Anyway, so we're never satisfied. And that's Maya. Yes, Maya's doing the same thing to us. And we're going for her. She's not revealing the extent, the full extent of her attractiveness. All she's revealing is the tip of her toe. And we're running enthusiastically. Isn't it? You know, whatever. Like I mentioned sometimes jokingly, like we may be attached to our mobile phones. That's awesome. You know, we think, "Oh, it's so attractive." I mean, in America, people line up for days to buy the latest mobile phone. They camp out outside the Apple store. You heard of Apple? They camp out for days and they fight each other. If someone cuts in line, they fight each other. And then when it gets to Christmas, then they have special sales and they open up the store at 4 o'clock in the morning and the ladies are killing each other. Sometimes people die. You know, these are old ladies with their pocketbooks swinging at each other. And that's Maya. Maya's attracting us in so many different ways. Or a man is attracted to a woman. That's a manifestation of her. So it's not that she only tries to attract Haridas Thakur. She tries to attract us, but she's successful with us. isn't it? With Haridas Thakur, she surrendered. But with us, we surrender. And she doesn't have to do anything fancy with us. We just say, take me away, Maya. So, but obviously she doesn't associate with anyone else other than Lord Shiva. But she, you know, she sends some of her energies out to attract us. That's interesting, isn't it? Thank you for the question. So any other questions or comments? We have about 1 minute, 2 minutes left of the class. Yes, Raghunandan. Tulsi Das. Yeah. Yeah.
And then when he was initiated, then he got the name Tulsi Das.
Yes.
So I just want to know where, which book.
Where the history is of Tulsi Das? That's. I mean, I'm sure there's many people who have written the history of Tulsi Das. Interesting thing about Tulsi Das, I mean, I know quite a bit about his life. I don't know the writers who wrote about it. But the interesting thing is that he married a lady who was, you probably know the story, who he was very attached to. He was madly in love with his wife. And her father gave him a cloth store. You know that story? Father gave him a cloth store to take care of, to maintain the daughter, you understand? So he was so much in love with his wife that when anyone came to buy cloth and they said, oh, there's a nice cloth, he wouldn't sell it to them because he thought, if it's so nice, it should be with my wife. You know, so someone come to the store and said, this is a beautiful cloth, can I buy it? And he said, oh, no, someone else has taken it. And then he would take it to his wife. And his wife got upset after some time because she wasn't getting any money, she was just getting all this cloth. I mean, in her house there was like a pile like 10 meters high of saris, but no money. So then she eventually said to him, look, if you had so much love for Krishna, basically like that, it's a similar to Vilhamangal Thakur's story, then you'd be a pure devotee. And it struck him in the chest. He got very hurt by that statement, because he had given his very heart to his wife. And then he left, and he devoted himself to Lord Ram at that point. Interesting story, isn't it? That's one of the stories about Tulsi Das. And of course, his writings about Lord Ram are the most popular because he writes in the vernacular. He writes his realizations, Rama Charitamanasas, he writes his realizations about the Ramayana, although the original Ramayana has been written by Valmiki, so we accept this as actually the Valmiki Ramayana is the authentic stories of Ram. Whereas Tulsi Das is very nice, and of course he's writing poetry about Ram, very beautiful poetry. But if you want more details about Ram and authentic details, then we go to the Valmiki Ramayana, which is quite a large work written in Sanskrit. There's translations in Hindi, and there's translations of the Valmiki Ramayana in English too. So we ask the devotees to read. Actually, I have an audio book of someone reading the whole Valmiki Ramayana. If anyone's interested in getting a copy of it, it's an MP3 files, and it's about four or five gigabytes. And you can listen to the whole Ramayana, and really, it's really beautiful. It's in English, but you have to understand. And of course, you understand English. So, any other questions? Questions, comments? Yes. Hindu Lego. What's that? Well, there's some things in the Tulsi Das Ramayana that have some, there's philosophical issues that Prabhupada pointed out. Actually, there's no prohibition about reading the Tulsi Das Ramayana, but there's some. In other words, one has to read the Valmiki Ramayana so they can understand where the Tulsi Das Ramayana has certain philosophical problems. There's a tendency, Prabhupada says, a tinge towards Mayavadi philosophy there. Those problems was. So one has to be careful. And the Valmiki Ramayana is much more complete. I mean, why not read the or hear? There's Hindi versions. The Gita Press has published Hindi versions of the Valmiki Ramayana and English versions. So why not take advantage of Valmiki, who's the original author? I mean, we could read other commentaries, which is fine. Just like we read the Bhagavatam, and also there's commentaries on the Bhagavatam, but we read the Bhagavatam. So Tulsidas's Ramayana is like a commentary, his personal realizations. Ramacharitamanasa. And, I mean, obviously I don't prohibit people from reading it, but I would say, why not read the Valmiki Ramayana? I mean, it's much more beautiful. It's written in Sanskrit poetry, and it's really amazing. A really amazing poetry, if you can... Of course, generally devotees don't understand Sanskrit, but at least reciting the Sanskrit, it's very, very beautiful. I mean, I've spent a lot of time reading the Valmiki Ramayana, and I really love it. It's really attractive, super attractive, because it's Valmiki. Valmiki also used to be a dacoit, and by chanting Ram Nam, he became Valmiki. So there's a story like Haridas Thakur right there with Valmiki. He was a dacoit, and he used to kill people, and eventually he was told to chant Mara 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 and became Ram 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 Ram, and he became a pure devotee. So, anyway, yeah, it's a little controversial, but read the Valmiki Ramayana. And if you want to get it, you can order it from India, from Gita Press. Or when some devotee goes to India, they can bring it. It's about three volumes, about this thick, all the three volumes. There's a lot of information, really stories you don't hear in the Tulsidas Ramayana. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.